The wind's changed. It's turned east again.
Yes. I'm afraid this is only a passing gleam. It will all be grey again in a moment. What a pity. This shaggy old forest looks so different in the sunlight. I almost felt I liked the place.
Boom! Almost felt you liked the forest. That's good. That's uncommonly kind of you. Turn round and let me have a look at your faces. I almost feel that I dislike you. But do not let us be hasty. Turn round. Very odd indeed. Do not be hasty. That is my motto. But if I had seen you before I heard your voices, I liked them. They reminded me of something I cannot remember. If I had seen you before I heard you, I should have just trodden on you, taking you for little orcs, and found out my mistake afterwards. Very odd you are indeed. Root and twig, very odd.
Please, who are you?
Oh. Well, I am an Ent. Well, that's what they call me.
An Ent? What's that?
We are tree herds, though there are few enough of us left now. Sheep get like shepherd, and shepherds get like sheep, it is said, but it is quicker and closer with trees and Ents.
Do you have a name, sir?
I am the Ent, you might say. Fangorn is my name, according to some. Treebeard, others make it. Treebeard will do. What are you, I wonder? I cannot place you. You do not seem to come in the old lists that I learned when I was young. Let me see. How did it go? Learn now the law of living creatures. First name the four, the free peoples. Eldest of all, the elf children. Dwarf the delver, dark are his houses. Ent the earthborn, old as mountains roam. Man the mortal, master of horses. Rum did um dum. Oh, how did it go? Rum did um dum. Rum did it rum. It was a long list. But anyway, you do not seem to fit in anywhere.
We always seem to have got left out of all the old lists and the old stories, yet we've been about for quite a long time. We are hobbits.
Hobbits. Hobbits.
Why not make a new line? Half-grown hobbits, the whole dwellers.
That would do, so... You live in holes, eh? That sounds very right and proper. But who calls you hobbits? That does not sound elvish to me.
Nobody else calls us hobbits. We call ourselves that.
Oh, come now, not so hasty. You call yourselves hobbits, but you should not go telling just anybody. You'll be letting out your own right names if you're not careful.
Oh, we aren't careful about that. As a matter of fact, I'm a Brandybuck, Meriadoc Brandybuck, though most people just call me Merry. And I'm a Took, Peregrine Took, but I'm generally called Pippin.
But you are hasty folk, I see. I'll call you Merry and Pippin, if you please. Nice names. But now, what is going on? And what are you doing in it all? What is Gandalf up to? And these Burrarum, these orcs, and young Saruman down at Isengard. I like news, but not too quick now.
Yeah, but you told us not to be too hasty, Treebeard. Ought we to tell you anything so soon? Would you think it rude if we asked you what you were going to do with us, and which side you were on. And did you know Gandalf?
The only wizard that really cares about trees. Do you know him?
Yes. We did. He was a great friend, and he was our guide.
Then I can answer your other questions. I am not going to do anything with you, not if you mean by that doing something to you. But we might do some things together. As to which side I am on, I am not altogether on anybody's side, because nobody is altogether on my side, if you understand me. Nobody cares for the woods as I care for them. Not even the elves nowadays. But you speak of Master Gandalf as if he was in a story that has come to an end.
Yes, we do. The story seems to be going on, but I'm afraid Gandalf has fallen out of it.
Come now. Well, I do not know what to say.
If you would like to hear more, we will tell you, but it will take some time. Wouldn't you like to sit down?
I do not sit down. I am not very bendable. But there the sun is going in. Let us leave this la-la-la-la-rumba-commanda-lindo-barume. Oh, excuse me, that is part of my name for the thing we are now standing on, where I look out on fine mornings and think about the unfolding of the world. What would you call it?
Hill?
Hill. Yes, that was it. But it is a hasty word for a thing that has stood here ever since this part of the world was shaped. Never mind. Let us leave it and go.
Where shall we go?
To my home, or one of my homes.
Is it far? You see, we have lost all our belongings, and we have only a little food.
Oh, you need not trouble about that. I can give you a drink that will keep you green and growing for a long, long while. And I will carry you, so that you do not tire yourselves. Come now, let us go.
This place, Treebeard?
This, Pippin, is an Ent house near the roots of the last mountain. Part of the name of this place might be Welling Hall, if it was turned into your language. I like it. We will stay here tonight. There are no seats, I fear, but you may sit on my stone table there. You are thirsty, I expect. I will fetch you a drink.
Pippin, did you see those two great trees as we came into the clearing, like living gateposts?
Yes.
I'm sure they lifted their branches and quivered their leaves when we approached.
Drink this. Now we can talk easier. I will lie down, and that will prevent this drink from rising to my head and sending me to sleep. Now then, tell me your story.
Well, you see, Pippin and I are friends of Frodo Baggins, whose uncle was Bilbo Baggins, who was a friend of Gandalf the Wizard.
Oh, well, well, that is a bundle of news and no mistake. Up sprout a little folk that are not in the old lists, and behold, they're caught up in a great storm. I hope they can weather it.
And what about yourself?
Well, there is naught an old Ent can do to hold back a storm. He must also weather it, or crack. But Saruman now. Saruman is a neighbor. I cannot overlook that. Now it is clear that he is a black traitor. He is plotting to become a power. He has a mind of metal and wheels, and he does not care for growing things. Down on the borders, his orcs are felling trees. Good trees! Which they carry off to feed the fires of Orthanc in Isengard. Curse him! Root and branch. But I will stop it. And you shall come with me.
Us?
Yes. You may be able to help us. You will be helping your own friends that way, too. Our roads go together to Isengard.
We will come with you. We will do what we can.
Good. But I spoke hastily. We must not be hasty. For it is easier to shout stop than to do it. I must think.
Spring unfolds the beech and leaf and sap is in the bough. When light is on the wildwood stream and wind is on the brow, when stride is long and breath is deep and keen the mountain air, come back to me, come back to me and say, my land is fair. Good morning, Merry and Pippin.
Good morning, Treebeard. What's happening?
We're off to the Entmoot.
What's an Entmoot, Treebeard?
Entmoot is a gathering of Ents, Pippin, which does not happen very often nowadays.
But why are the Ents gathering?
Why? To decide what to do, of course, though it will take several days.
What will they decide, do you think?
Well, now we shall have to see, shan't we? But come, up you get onto my arms. We must away if we're to be there before noon. When winter comes, the winter wild that hill and wood shall slay. When trees shall fall and starless night devour the sunless day. When wind is in the deadly east, then in the bitter rain...
Carrying the hobbits in his arms, Treebeard strode away southwards into deep groves where the trees were larger, taller, and thicker than any that the hobbits had ever seen before. And as they went, it seemed to Merry and Pippin that they alone were now left of the whole fellowship of the ring. But away in the east, Frodo and Sam were struggling on towards perils of their own.
You know, Sam, I'm sure we've been here before.
You're right, Mr. Frodo. We must have gone round in a circle again.
Oh, we'll never get up this cliff.
What a fix. That's the one place in all the lands we've ever heard of that we don't want to see any closer. That's the one place we're trying to get to. And it's just where we can't get nohow. We've come the wrong way altogether. We can't get down. And if we did get down, we'd find all that green land a nasty bog, I'll warrant. Whew, can you smell it?
Yes, I can.
And what's that? Flickering red, way over there.
Mordor. And I must go there. I wish I could get there quickly and make an end of all this. Well, Sam, we can't stay here, fix or no fix. We must find a more sheltered spot and camp. Perhaps another day will show us another path.
Or another, and another, and another. Or maybe no day. We've come the wrong way.
I wonder. It's my doom, I think, to go to that shadow yonder, so that a way will be found. But will good or evil show it to me? I wish we could get away from these hills, Sam. I hate them. I feel all naked with nothing but the dead flats between me and that shadow yonder. There's an eye in it. Come on, Sam. We've got to get down today, somehow.
I don't see how, Mr. Frodo.
There's nothing for it but to scramble down this gully, Sam. Let's see what it leads to.
A nasty drop, I'll bet.
Look, it's much lower here than it was, and it looks easier, too.
Easier? Well, I suppose it's always easier getting down than up. Those as can't fly can jump.
It'll still be a big jump. No, there's nothing we can do without rope.
Rope? Well, if I don't deserve to be hung on the end of one as a warning to numbskulls.
What?
Well, you're no but a ninny, Hammerstone Gowney. I carried it all the way from Lothlorien and I'd clean forgotten it.
Then get busy and make it fast for that stump, Sam.
Sir.
If we're going to try and get down, we'd better try at once. It's getting dark early. I think there's a storm coming.
Right. I'm going first, Mr. Frodo.
You? But I thought you didn't like heights.
Well, I don't. But it's only sense to put the one lowest as is most likely to slip. I don't want to come down atop of you. There's no sense in killing two with one fall.
All right, Sam. I'll lower you. And you need do no more than put your weight on some of the ledges.
Very well. If it must be, let's get it over with.
There. Well, we've done it. We've escaped from the Aemon Moel. And now, what next, I wonder? Oh, maybe we shall soon be sighing for good hard rock under our feet again.
Oh, ninny hammers!
What?
Noodles!
What is it now, Sam?
My beautiful rope! Huh? Well, there it is up there, tied to a stump, and we're at the bottom. Just as nice a stair for that slinking golem as we could leave. I thought it seemed a bit too easy.
Well, how could we have both used the rope and yet brought it down with us?
Well, I can't think of any way. But I don't like leaving it, and that's a fact. It goes hard parting with anything brought out of Elf Country. Made by Galadriel herself, too, maybe. Oh, well. Farewell, rope. Namarie.
Sam, it's come undone. Who tied that knot? It's a good thing it held as long as it did.
I put as fast a hitch over that stump as anyone could have done, in the Shire or out of it.
Then the rope must have broken. Afraid on the rock edge, I expect.
Oh, I bet it didn't. Nor it hasn't neither, see? Not a strand.
Then I'm afraid it must have been the knot.
Well, have it your own way, Mr. Frodo. But I think the rope come off itself. When I called. You see, I may not be much good at climbing, but I do know something.
Sam, what was that?
It sounded like a black rider, but one up in the air. If they can fly.
Frodo and Sam huddled mournfully together in the cold, stony night, while down the face of a precipice, sheer and almost smooth, it seemed, in the moonlight, a black shape was moving with its thin limbs splayed out. It was coming down head first, as if it was smelling its way.
What's that? Look, Sam, over there, on the cliff.
It's that golem. That's what it is. Snakes and adders. Look at him. He's like a nasty, crawling spider on a wall. Do you think he can see us, Mr. Frodo?
I don't know. But I think not. But perhaps he can smell us.
Well, I'm sick of him sneaking about after us. He's come once too often for me. And I'm going to have a word with him if I can. I don't suppose we could give him the slip now anyway.
Careful. Don't alarm him. He's much more dangerous than he looks.
Risk our neck, must we, Precious? No, Precious. Go. Where is it? My Precious. It's ours, it isn't. We want it. The thieves, the filthy little thieves. Where are they, my Precious? Cousins.
It doesn't sound as if he knows we're here, does he? But what's this, my Precious? Does he mean the rich?
He's getting near now.
Careful, Precious, or you'll slip.
He's fallen.
I'll have him!